We're doing brachos. We're up to Chafhei Amar Aleph. We're up to the 7th or 8th line by the two dots, itmal. Now the word itmal means a halachic mimra. Means it's a quote, it's something halachic that was said usually by a moron. Itmal. We have the following saying that was said, a halachic saying, like the word amira. Itmal, it was said halachically. Tso'a al besaro. Interesting question. When you guys, Bezrat Hashem, will have children and you'll do diapers, so then this question can come up. Otherwise, in their normal circumstances, it doesn't usually come up. A person has feces on his flesh. So sometimes you could change a diaper and wash your hands and not notice that there was an area you didn't wash well or something, and there's an area where there's some feces left on one's hand or whatever. Or if you have one of those babies that are holding at the stage where they wiggle in every direction as you're changing their diapers, and if you're wearing short sleeves, oh, it can get to a lot of places. So al besaro, if a person has feces on their flesh, or if their hand is extended through a window into the bathroom. So the question is, in such a scenario, can you read Shema? You know, sometimes kids are all scared, Abba, hold my hand. So you extend your hand through the bathroom, you're holding his hand. Now, there's no smell outside, and you can't see what's going on in there, your hand is just through the window, you're holding his hand. Can you take an apple and make a bar of priyates and eat it? You're not in the bathroom, your hand's in the bathroom. Can you say things of holiness when your hand is in the bathroom, or when there's feces on a person's flesh? Ravuna amar, mutar likrot kriyat shema. Ravuna says, one may read Shema. Okay? Rav Chisda amar, asur likrot kriyat shema. Rav Chisda says, in such a scenario, you may not read Shema. Okay. And then here we have an explanation by the Malei HaTosfos, Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah, the Rosh, that we're talking about a scenario where the tso'ah is covered, and where it's covered naturally. For example, it's under his arm, where the natural placing of his arm covers it. There's a machlokas. When is it permitted and when isn't it permitted? Rav Huna says it's permitted. Rav Chisda said it's prohibited. Amar Rava Maitam Rav Huna Dichtiv Kol Hanshama Talelka. Rav Huna says it's mutter because the pasuk says Kol Hanshama, all the breathing praises Hashem. So then we say that the parts of the body that are involved in praising Hashem are the parts of the body that breathe, your mouth, your nose, not your hand. And so therefore, if your hand is in the bathroom, that's not involved in the praise of Hashem. So even though your hand is extended into a place that's filthy, your hand isn't filthy, it's just in that room, the rest of your body is out of that room, you may praise Hashem.
You're saying neshama or
neshima? I said neshama. Neshama is understood like neshima. Rav Chisda amar asur likrot kriyat shema, maitam de Rav Chisda dechtiv kol atzmotai tomarna Hashem mi chamocha. Rav Chisda says, the verse says, all my limbs get together to say Hashem, who is like you. So you see, all the limbs are involved in praising Hashem, and as such, even though it's his hand, he may not say Shema. Okay. Here there's the Shulchan Aruch says some say like this and some say like that, and the right thing is not to say Kriya Shema in any such scenario. And the Ramo over here says something interesting. He says that a person's sperm, if a person has some semen, sperm on himself, so that's like having the filth like having a tzoah, like having feces on oneself, and one has to clean that off before he can say any holy things. Now, there's a Yerushalmi that discusses what happens if one is in the bathroom and he sees lightning. Can he stick his head out of the bathroom and say the blessing? Okay, all of this, when you learn the halacha, those are the sources that are relevant.